This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
You can't be predictable. That's number one. You cannot be predictable that everybody knows what you're going to do.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
All right, psychos. You don't even have to be that smart.
You don't even have to be that smart.
I'm just saying this.
I'm in. Count me in.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Hey, did you get your walk in yesterday? No, I didn't have a snorkel.
For 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You should never use that kind of language in a public setting. That's all I can tell you.
You serious?
It's time for the Tri-City's number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
I'm feeling it. I need somebody to carry this team.
I'm feeling
all
it.
All I'm doing is driving a cart.
Yeah, he's a man-child, but he isn't fully developed.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, need a vehicle, thinkmidway.com.
I don't know enough. I just know that, you know, why would you mess with those guys, you know? He shows up every day biting. Who's tougher?
Well, that guy's about 6 years over his prime.
Get your resume dusted off.
The sand is falling out of Mr. Duda's shorts right now.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this, a Thursday? Yeah, a Thursday. You know, actually, folks, high school football does begin with a couple of games 1 week from tonight and today. Softball, golf get their seasons underway, so the first competitions of 2015 are here. Glad to have you along with us. Coming up on the show today, we'll hear from Sean Callahan on the DeMornay Pearson L and LaVon Alston injuries and how that will affect the football team. Rutgers head coach Kyle Flood will be joining us on the program today as our Big Ten chat and our high school preview takes us to Grand Island Northwest and Kevin Stein. And of course, on this Thursday, we welcome in a very special co-host.
All right, Nebraska breaks the huddle. Nate Turner wide right, Richard Bell slot right. Monty Kratzenstein tight end on the left. Eye formation with Tyrese Knox at tailback. You know, Knox gets the handoff up the middle. Hits a stone wall, bounces off and goes to right.
Knox
up
today.
Two.
Who else was in there?
All right, Nebraska breaks the huddle.
Nate Turner. No, it's not Nate. It's Monty Kratzenstein. What's up, man?
You know, with your crack staff and all the resources you're given, I've said it before, you can't find one other clip, one clip where they actually pronounce my name right. How tough is that?
Producer Caleb is now on the job. I've looked.
Hey.
I've looked. Now, again, I guess if there's more and more full games that are being put up on YouTube and other spots, so a guy could find that.
I got a fourth quarter.
Caleb.
I know you're shocked about this, but I got a story.
Okay, I'm ready.
My son was looking through YouTube, and if you know me at all, I really do try to downplay the whole Nebraska has been thing. I really do, because who really cares? And am I allowed to say that now? Because
well,
but really, okay. Anyway, so my son is just giggling. He's laughing, and I'm like, "What are you laughing at?" And he said, "I got a game on YouTube from 1989." He goes, "I just saw you catch a pass and flip the ball up in the air." He said, "You would have got a 15-yard penalty. You always told me act like you've been there before." And I was like, "No, I didn't. Shut up. I didn't do that." Well, he showed it to me. Now, granted, it was the first play of the senior season. The first play, we threw a pass. The first play of that 89 season. Goodell put it on the numbers, of course. I rumbled for another extra yards, probably got caught by a defensive tackle. I might or might not have flipped the ball up in the air about 10 yards over my head. But it landed in the referee's hands. God, that's embarrassing.
Well, you say act like you've been there before, but you hadn't. So, I mean, you know, it was a learning experience.
I had caught a pass once. I can't remember. Anyway, but that's there you go. So What's on the docket today, Doug?
Well, folks, again, we always encourage you to email us, text us, Facebook us, you know, whatever you need to do. Tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550, at ESPN 1460 1550. You can call us on the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line, 888-455-3776. Of course, you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. And today we encourage you to go to our Facebook page, which is ESPN Superstation, because in the last couple of weeks here, last week, it was also a birthday celebration for co-host Monty Kratzenstein. And again, now there's just way too much out there. You believe it was the 1991 Bellevue East basketball team. I'll tell you what, sport, the hair, and the stash. He's got the buzz cut. We call it the crew cut. He's got the short hair look. He's got the 90s porn stash going. It's the best. You can pick him out. He's the only one with the stash.
I always tell you that Tom Selleck was really my hero.
Check it out on our Facebook page.
You know what? Sometimes I wonder why I come in here. And then I'm reminded that it's just to give other people a chance to chuckle. God, you're horrible.
What I want to do here right off the start is right after the injury yesterday, I caught up with Sean Callahan. And there's a one or two practices per week that there's just no media availability. And that's two or threefold. One, they don't, especially now with open practice, they don't want you to see every single thing that's out there, even if you're not tweeting or sending it out during practice, which is forbidden. But sometimes they just go straight to meetings, or they've got other stuff to do. Or, you know what? How many times can I talk to the media about the same thing? Chip Kelly, by the way, great press conference on SportsCenter just moments ago. Stupid questions. I mean, if you're going to ask a stupid question as a media person, and I've done it, then you expect to get run over. But anyway, I caught up with Sean. We'll play our short chat here with Sean from after practice yesterday. DeMorne Personnel obviously out 6 to 8 weeks with a foot injury. He hadn't been in all of the practice to start with, but came back over the weekend, played in the scrimmage, practiced Monday and Tuesday. And then LaVon Alston will be out for the entire year with a knee injury. I asked Coach Riley in Chicago at Media Days, not specifically about the guys that were dismissed from the team or left the team, but as you know, linebacker and wide receiver, we're going to have some depth problems. Well, linebacker for sure, but then a lot of receivers left. Now you've got still four more guys on the sidelines that haven't been practicing, Birch and Brandon Riley and Tariq Allen and Hovey and Westerkamp's just back. So they are thin, and he had a chance again to catch up with Sean, and then we'll get Monty's thoughts. Sean Callahan joining us here after DeMorne Personnel is going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. The news coming on an off media day. And I guess, Sean, what can you tell us?
Well, you know, he came back on Saturday. He looked great in the scrimmage on Saturday after missing some time. Caught a touchdown pass of 46 yards. He practiced Monday, Tuesday. And I know he had been feeling just some pain in his foot. Tuesday, they kind of examined it after practice and determined that he had a foot injury. Now, they have not specified if it's a broken bone, but that's just my assumption that it's very similar to the injury Seathan Carter suffered a year ago. One of those small bones probably in his foot is my guess right now. 6 to 8 weeks, that puts him back somewhere between the Illinois and Wisconsin games, and he's definitely going to miss, you know, the way it looks now, the entire non-conference schedule through Southern Miss, which is on September 26th.
Well, we obviously know that this is a huge blow, but it's even a bigger blow, as we said in Chicago, with the suspensions and the dismissals and the departures in the offseason. It hit the wide receiver and linebacker positions as hard as any, and there's four or five other guys that are already standing on the sidelines. How concerned are we with depth now that Personnel's out?
Well, I do expect probably two to three key players of those. You know, there's going to be five that we know suspended for the opener that haven't been released, but of the five, I would think two to three would be pretty big names, whether it's offense or defense, and it will be interesting to see if that ever gets released. But, you know, I think losing Personnel is the biggest one right now, just because of what he gives you in field position and in explosive plays. You know, instead of having an 8 or 10 yard scoring drive, he's got the ability to shave those down to 4 or 5 yard scoring drives because he can make a big play. And that just means your offense is going to have to work that much harder to get points when you don't have the field position advantages he provides you and the big plays he can give you in the receiving game, whether it's bubble screens, jet sweeps, or deep balls. And I think that's those are hidden elements that you don't think about. But those yards, you had to figure he was going to be good for 100 to 150 in that game. And it's going to be tough to get all those yards back from other players right now.
Sean, you have speculated on Husker Online in the early story that you wrote that Brandon Riley would move into his position. He's also been battling injuries. How does things shake out now for those starters?
Well, you know, he's had a hamstring issue a year ago, and it kind of re-aggravated in practice when they practiced on the wet grass this week. It was raining out on Monday or this weekend, and it was just kind of slippery, and he kind of tweaked it. But they want to move him, I believe, right now to the Y, and that's where DeMornay was playing. Brandon was playing the X before that. I would assume Stanley Morgan and would be the guy right now at the X if Riley does move to Pearsonell's spot. Alonzo Moore is also a guy at the X, but he's battling an injury of his own. And then you've got Jordan Westerkamp that can play in a slot role where he's always been. Jamal Turner is still an option. Tariq Allen, who's battled injuries, is still an option. Lane Hovey has been out of most of camp with injuries. So there are that position has just been decimated with bad luck, and this was the biggest piece of news, obviously, losing maybe your number one overall offensive player for 6 to 8 weeks.
Is DeMornay Tommy's go-to man, or is it Jordan? How much would this affect him if that's his go-to guy?
I think a combination, but to me it's the design plays for him, not necessarily the progression reads, but the design bubble screens that are set up to go to him, unless it's just completely covered. And a lot of times, you know, those are set up so well that you know you can get the ball to him, or the jet sweeps and the reverses that they were going to utilize him on with his speed, the punt returns. I mean, that's the biggest thing. But we know, you know, we saw it on the scrimmage on Saturday. Armstrong rolled out to his right side, and he threw a 46-yard bomb to Pearsonell in the end zone. The ball traveled 50 yards in the air, and you know, he's definitely a guy that Armstrong was going to look towards a lot this season.
And finally, Sean, it was also mentioned that freshman wide receiver LaVon Alston, knee injury out the entire year, but he probably wouldn't have seen any action anyway?
He was close. No, I wouldn't say for sure, because he was in the mix. He was having a very good camp. Both the freshmen, Morgan and Alston, were great players in camp so far. And, you know, Alston was getting overshadowed by Morgan's success. But I think it was pretty close that he was going to play, especially now knowing what we know about Pearsonell. I mean, I think that would have got him on the field. But nonetheless, now you look at redshirt and a young man.
All right, Sean, thanks for the update as always, and we'll hear more later today after practice, I assume, from the coaches.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Sean Callahan, Husker Online, as we caught up with Sean after the injury was announced yesterday in a short statement by Coach Riley, and maybe we'll find out more today. Now, Coach Riley is not expected to speak, but in special circumstances, come on. You know, why wait till Saturday? Let's get it out of the way. But that might be the case today, so we'll see how it plays out. Lonnie Kratzenstein co-hosting with me today. What do you think?
I'll talk about it. He's absolutely right. The special plays, it's a big loss because he is our most explosive offensive player, period. The special plays is a concern. Reverses, the jet sweeps, the punt returns. That's a big deal. But don't forget, it's football. People get hurt, and I'm not trying to downplay it either.
No.
But it's also one of those things that if your season and your games depend on the injury of one guy, then you aren't where you need to be or want to be anyway. I'm not saying one way or the other. I don't want anybody to get hurt. But the other side of things, it's football. There's nothing you can do about it. You got to move on. It's going to affect our offense. I made a list of five guys that I would really hate to lose for us to be the best football team we could be. On the offensive side of the ball, number one was Tommy Armstrong. That was number one. And number two was DPE. He was number two. On the defensive side of the ball, Josh Banderas is my number one guy. And that might surprise some people, but his ability to communicate in the position that he plays and that linebacker spot, he would be the most important, not the best, but the most important guy there. of course, then the other two guys is Malik Collins, who's a man, and then Nate Gary. Nate Gary is paramount to this football team. So, you know, those are the guys. You hate to see anybody get hurt. It's a bad deal. But you know what? It is what it is. There's going to be guys that will – there will be guys that will benefit from him getting hurt. Will the team benefit? I'm not saying that. But and the team will be better when he comes back because of what happens to that unit. It's really interesting to me. Sean mentioned it, how there's certain units sometimes that just get struck by bad luck. Mm-hmm. And this year it's wide receiver, and I don't know why. You know, I know they do a lot of studies. Fall camp is tough on wide receivers. It really is. Just
Coach Riley said that too. Yeah. That was the base of his response when I asked him about the depth. He says it's not so much the games, because I think we have enough guys that can go. It's getting through practices. I can pull up that clip again. We've ran it on the show before, but he says those are the first guys to get tweaks, hammies, and all.
Because there's so much full speed running. There's so many full speed cuts that they have to do. Now you can tailor a running back's work during the fall camp. And during the regular season, but running, but wide receivers is very hard because you're working on the timing with the quarterback. And so it has to be full speed. Yeah, you can do hands drills, you can do, shorter things, but when it comes to 7-on-7 time, full team drills, and you're also, they have to run a long way. So, you know, I always loved the idea of having more wide receivers on your 105 than, other positions. Just because it's tough on them. And I think that's where you see a lot of it, not the contact injuries, but just what you said, the tweaks and the twinges and those fatigue sort of injuries.
A couple of things already looking to when he comes back. It'll be basically midway through the season. As Sean said, between that, the timetable would be the Illinois to Wisconsin games, which are the first two conference games. If he can't come back by Wisconsin, that's half the season. Do you bring him back? Sean and I talked briefly off the air, and again, you've got that medical red shirt. It's a little different if you're not hurt in the first couple of games. You got that 75% rule, so if you get hurt against BYU or South Alabama and you're out for the year, you get that medical red shirt. Well, if you try to bring a guy back and then it just doesn't work out, and you go, well, I mean, the NCAA has a little different set of rules for that situation. Okay. So if they bring him back and he plays a couple games and he's not good to go, his chances of getting a medical red shirt are significantly diminished. And with personnel, I guess I would say if you can get half the year out of a fully healthy personnel, then bring him back, because the way he's going, he's good enough that he doesn't need to be here 5 years. We've already seen what he's done, that kind of thing. But the decision would ultimately be his.
And the other part of it from a team standpoint is our margin for error is pretty slim. And so he could make the difference in some of those games in the back half of the season of wins and losses. There will be some tight games, and we've seen it in the past of how a punt return will break and how a big play will break. So I can argue both points of it. And, you know, a lot of it just depends on him and what he's thinking. How is he full speed when he gets back? And so much depends on the kid.
What are your thoughts, folks? Love to hear from you. 888-455-ESPN. That's the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line. 888-455-3776. Shoot us a tweet at ESPN 1460-1550, or you can email, as always, the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We are here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, and Midway's newest location, the Auto Outlet on South Central Avenue, ready to serve you for all your pre-owned car needs. Midway, three locations within six blocks and over 500 vehicles to choose from. A certified program with a 30-day exchange privilege, good on all makes and models, financing for both good and bad credit situations, and a full collision center. Thinking it's time for a new ride? Whether it's brand new or new to you, think your Midway Auto Dealerships and the Midway Auto Outlet, and thinkmidway.com. We'll be back with Kyle Flood, the head football coach at Rutgers, and we'll dive into some high school football with Grand Island Northwest Kevin Stein after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation,
a very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Where you're a neighbor, not a number. Custom Pack.
This week, a Custom Pack of Hastings get individual racks of pork back ribs, only $2.99 a pound. A 5-pound bag of fully cooked chicken nuggets, only $9.85 each. And fresh natural casing cheddar jalapeno bratwurst, only $2.79 a pound. It's all at Custom Pack of Hastings.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
When you want to catch all the high school sports action, Platte River Radio is the station you turn to.
Ms. Barker got it! And Kearney Catholic is your state champion for the third consecutive season.
For all the local sports scores, updates, and highlights, log on to PlatteRiverPreps.com. We could not bring you all the action if it wasn't for our sponsors, including Clevenger Farm Products, Fast Fills, your Senex Station Kearney, Ostermeyer Equipment, Miller Body Shop, Ravenna Sanitation RAI of Nebraska, Town and Country Bank, Pleasanton Irrigation, Hand Machining, and Ron Wall Cargill.
One play can change momentum in a game.
Field goal attempt for the corner with 1.6 seconds to play. Now he launches up a shot at the buzzer.
And one deductible is a game changer when it comes to your insurance.
He hits it! A 3-point field goal with the state championship.
That's why you should see Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your Farm Bureau agents. They can bundle your car and home together into a single policy. So, if life sends a blitz in the form of a storm or fire,
kidding me.
You'll pay just one deductible for everything that's covered. Talk to Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers today and see how simple it can be. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliates, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll stay with mostly sunny conditions across the area today with a high of around 83. Winds out of the southwest will stay at 5 to 15. Tonight, there's a slight chance for a shower or thundershower as we otherwise stay partly cloudy and a low at 58. I'm Paul Frobley. Right now, 70.
Been to the movie yet?
No. I know this might shock you, but that wasn't the highest on my list of priorities right now.
Straight Out of Compton's not one. That's not a go back. That's not a back to school type movie. Send the kids out, you go to the movie. Straight Out of Compton. Come on, this was just a little after our collegiate days. But yeah, close enough.
But you talked about 1991 coaching. I guarantee some of those guys that I coached on that Bellevue East basketball team were right there. They were right there.
You could hear them leaving and coming and leaving to practice, coming and going to practice. There you go. Folks, again, we talked about it yesterday, and it's about upon us here. We're 10 days away from the Kearney Alzheimer's Walk, and if you have listened to our station, you're hearing even more and more of the team leaders from across Kearney. We'll all get together on the 30th for the walk at Yanny Park. It's a family fun outing starting at 11:30 with the family fun day. The walk to end Alzheimer's starts at 1. And right now, we want to let you know that we appreciate the donations that we've had. We could still use a lot more for the Doug and Daddy team. And again, it doesn't have to be the Doug and Daddy team. You can do whatever you need to do here if you our friends or acquaintances or co-workers with some of the other folks in Kearney. That's great to do as well. Check out all the information on how to donate to our Alzheimer's Walk and the Doug and Daddy team at our website, espnsuperstation.com, or you can go to the main site, alz.org, and /Nebraska to donate to the Doug and Daddy team to help end Alzheimer's. And just for donating, we've got a variety of prizes, and I think most of them, it'd be like if you wanted to buy it, it'd be like a free donation is what we're doing. You're getting something for that. If you give us a $20 donation, we've got Classic Hits T-shirts to pass along to you. For $35, we'll give you some tickets to the Tony Orlando concert going on at the State Fair. If you make a $50 donation, we've got a pair of Royals vouchers, which you turn in for remaining home tickets. So the ticket value is more than this donation. You put in $100, we'll give you two pairs of vouchers. You put in $200, we'll give you enough for your extended family, whatever the case may be. And this is all the vouchers and all of our prizes that I mentioned last. Any donation is going to get you qualified to co-host the Doug and Daddy Show. All the folks that donate will take one of those people, guy, gal, group, whatever it is, and we've had some fun. Sometimes it's just for a special event, too. Maybe somebody has something special that they want to do, and we've done that before. But if you donate, you are in the running to be a special co-host on a future edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. So we want our team to do well, and we want you to be part of the Doug and Daddy team. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Make your donation today. The Family Fun Day and Walk to End Alzheimer's in Kearney is at Yanny Park on Sunday, August the 30th.
First of all, co-hosting is a blast. I highly recommend it. I want somebody else here that you guys can pick on. Secondly, anybody can do it. I mean, really. Anybody can co-host. So, you know, don't be ashamed of that.
We've had a lot of fun. We've went on location. We've brought them in over the years. Unfortunately, the Little Leaguers are getting rained on, so ESPN has to kill time. But the Little League World Series is scheduled to begin today when the rain ends. Let me throw something else to you about what we've seen here lately, these fights in practice in the NFL. The joint practices. Now, Drew Brees has nothing but good things to say because the Saints are working with the Patriots, but we all saw the Cowboys-Rams skirmish. We have the Eagles going with the Ravens. What do you think is going to happen when you have a guy who has nothing to lose trying to make the team, and you've got a guy on the other team doing the exact same thing? This is going to happen. I'm not saying I'm against the joint practices because I think a lot of good comes out of them, but you can't have a blind eye to that because this isn't the first time it's going to happen and it's not the last. And I think it's more apt to happen when you have a joint practice than when it's just your team.
Agree. But what are you doing fighting? I mean, what do you hope to accomplish? Are you trying to show that you're tougher than somebody else? I mean, to me, it shows that you can't hold in your emotions and you're either going to get hurt, you're going to hurt somebody, or you're going to get a penalty. I mean, why are you doing that? And I get it. I've been there. I know. But there's a lot of difference to me between a skirmish, which as a football coach, there's nothing wrong with a little skirmish every so often. Mm-hmm. There's a difference between a skirmish and a full out ugly brawl, you know. And we've seen that. I just don't get it. And I don't really honestly have a whole lot of tolerance for those guys, for those teams that do that, because I think it shows a lack of discipline among those players that are involved. And I don't have any respect for it. I really don't.
Well, the NFL season fast approaching. Our fantasy football talk is going to be starting 1 week from today. Luke Hoover will be back on board for the 2015 season from RotoWire, and we will answer all your fantasy football questions every Thursday throughout the season. And don't forget to get signed up, and we'll have our fantasy Doug and Daddy fantasy game again this year. We'll give you more details on that. But let's talk about the real game, high school football. Our preview today takes us to Grand Island Northwest, and again, Vikings head coach Kevin Stein gracious to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, former Husker Monty Kratz and Stein. Kevin, good morning. How's things going so far for the Vikes?
Good. Good morning. Thanks for having me out. Yeah, things are going real well. You know, it's been a real productive preseason, and we're looking to kind of wrap it up and get excited and get ramped up and ready to go.
Now, tongue-in-cheek here, Kevin, what kind of drills have you instituted for those close game scenarios?
Well, you know, I think it comes down to, and when we really talked about things, you know, late, you know, after the season last year and coming into the spring, was trying to button up just those a little bit of discipline issues that you have, you know, in the locker room and at practice and in warm-ups and that kind of stuff. And, you know, it kind of came down to discipline and then also preparing for those situations. I don't think I did a great job last year preparing for that. You know, you need to make that drive at the end of the game, or you need to get that stop at the end of a game, you know, that kind of stuff. That's the situationals. And that is, you know, been a major focus for us.
Coach, this is Monty Kratzenstein. I know that there's a lot of times where coaches will say there's just no you can't prepare for everything. But has there been a little bit of over the years a change in the way you try to implement as many scenarios, as many situations as possible, just to prepare for those sort of things, especially when you look at a schedule and say, hey, we're going to have a lot of close games in this season potentially?
Yeah, you try to. I think you try to hit the major ones, but then, like you said, you can't prepare for everything. I mean, you can't prepare for 4th-and-1, you know, backed up, you know, in the red zone. You can't prepare 4th-and-1, you know, middle of the field, end of the field, 4th-and-9, then 4th-and-10, and it's now 1 minute on the clock and 2 minutes on the clock. You can't do that. And I think sometimes you either try to overly teach that, to the point where you kill a whole practice doing that, and which gets pretty monotonous, or you try to kind of break it up and chunk it. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're trying to do, is kind of chunk it a little bit and put us into a few more of those situations. And that's where our goal kind of, you know, for the summer was, and then now going into our game week, we're going to try to put all those together. But it's a tough situation to put together, but hopefully we can overcome that.
We're talking with Kevin Stein, head coach at Grand Island Northwest, and one of the reasons we're bringing up that is a lot of close games from the 3-6 really all went against the Vikings last year, a 1-point loss, a 2-point loss, a 5-point loss, two more by less than 9. So trying to get that turnaround, 5 starters on each side of the football. And, of course, we talked about him last year, and he's getting a lot of pub, even a nice write-up in the Huskerland Prep, a preseason all-stater in Christian Ellsworth. How's he coming along?
He's doing very well. You know, I think he is so much more comfortable now, you know, than he ever has been. You know, we have another kid named Brooke Brown that's just extremely talented and does some nice things. You know, as a sophomore, we brought, you know, Christian along. Brooke wasn't quite ready, and Christian really kind of got thrown to the wolves a little bit. You know, cause as a young sophomore, that's tough. And then last year, we tried to kind of use them both in different situations. You know, Christian a little more in the middle of the field, and Brooke a little more of that wildcat type stuff. And both of them end up just looking over their shoulder, you know, too much, and they never really settled in. And that, if I could go back and do it all over again, I would have just picked one of them and said, you're our pony. And but that's the way she goes. And we sat down in the off season and said, hey, here's our deal. Christian's our man. He's going to go with it. Brooke, we want you to move to receiver. You know, will you step up and do that? And he really thought about it and thought about it hard. And then he came back to us and said, hey, you know what? That's going to be best for us. And so it really has just calmed Christian, because he's not looking over his shoulder. He knows that he's our man and we're going to go to him. But then he's also pushed more. And I'm going to say he pushed his teammates more, because he wants to have a great season. He wants us to have a great season. And it's just like calming him gave him the confidence to push everybody more. And ultimately, it's just been, you know, just great for our dynamics of our team.
Last year, you were fast. You wanted to play fast. You wanted to run as many plays as possible, and you spread it out a little bit. Did you like that a lot enough? Obviously, you've got some good, you mentioned him, good quarterback, good receivers. Did 1 year under your belt of that sort of style change your ideas about it at all?
No, maybe I say yes. Maybe love it even more. Maybe want to go a little bit, go faster and faster and faster. You know, it really fits us well here at Northwest. You know, we're not gonna line up and just be slobber knockers to anybody. You know, with our size and that we have or lack thereof and whatnot. And but it really fits our kids. Allows them to be a little more creative. It fits into our coaches. You know, Coach Harrington is just, He is just amazing with our receivers. And Coach Terry calls plays extremely fast and creative that way. You know, Bill Bombeck, the coach at our O-line, just really enjoys that tempo and being able to just kind of cover up guys and not so much, just drive them off the ball. You know, and our linemen end up liking our receivers. Heck, they get more touches, and quarterbacks get more touches and all that jazz. So they love that. And so if it's changed anything, it's changed me for let's go faster.
We're talking with Kevin Stein, head football coach at Grand Island Northwest, here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Let's switch to the other side of the ball here, where you got a lot of kids. I've noticed that the returners are big-time returners. They're all district, all-state potential, had big years for you last year, and maybe we'll touch on that in a minute here, but your linebacking core looks like it could be about as good as anyone will have.
Yeah, you know, we like those kids, you know, and they're nice football players. They're great kids in the classroom. They're our leaders, you know. Starts with the inside. You know, last year we played Isaiah Dawes and Taylor Gannon as outside linebackers. You know, they put on a little more size, pretty rangy, you know, and we're moving them down inside. And then Tanner Lehrman and Ryan Gill are at our strong safety and free safety. So we're gonna walk them up a little bit more to our outside backers. And Bryce Williams came on last year for us at a corner, so we'll kind of slide him over to a safety. And that's probably where our, you know, if we're going to say our ponies are at, that's where our athletes are at. Those are the guys that really do well. And then we feel some good about some guys like Riley Sleep and Austin Cooper, you know, and Coleman Cooper and Mitch Cancel to kind of back all those guys up. You know, and then also down the middle, we only play 2D tackle, but I think we got, you know, three nice ones in there and three nice kind of just those run stoppers, those pluggers, those wide bodies, you know, Mark Cepeda, Dylan Davis, and Austin Dahman. So we really like our chances there, you know, and they're hard workers. They're passionate about black and gold Viking football, and so that's what we really like about them.
Looks to me, Coach, like you have a schedule filled with some traditional powers. You also have a little traveling in store. You're going to get to know that mountain time a little bit.
Yes. What do you think of your schedule? You know, I mean, any tough games or, you know, reporters always ask me that type of situation. I said, well, yeah, you can circle game one, and then you circle game two, and then circle game three, and four, and five, and go all the way down to nine. Because that's just Class B football. And you know, we kind of complain and being out in the eastern part of the state, having to go out to western Nebraska, but you know, they're out there and they have nobody to play. I mean, and they, you know, can't go into Wyoming. So it is what it is. State sets it. You know, it's a hand you're dealt. You know, and you know me, I'm a Western Nebraska guy. You know,
I was just gonna say you kind of tipped your
hand through graduation in God's country, shattered America. Go Eagles and love them. I am an Eagle through and through, so I don't mind getting out there and. So that's good. But you know, there are good people out there, and they'll treat us right and jump on the bus, throw on a few movies, and hope you don't fall off the face of the earth.
I was going to say, you tipped your hand just a little bit, saying the eastern part of the state being GI. You know, now I knew you were a Shadron guy, and I'm a little disappointed you didn't say go Cardinals instead of along with the go Eagles, because if I'm not mistaken, I think we might have played 1984. We might have played your brother's team the first round of the state football playoffs, if I'm not mistaken.
That was a real good season. Yeah, Chris was a senior. Yep, so you did. Where were you from?
Gothenburg.
Gothenburg, sweet. I was at that game. I cried. You had bumped Novacek. We had the great tailback, and we had the Brad Ferguson, who goes to Nebraska. You know, my dad's a coach there for 100 years, and I can still tell you all their numbers and names and everything. So it was a 7-6 ball game.
Listen, Fergie was best man at my wedding. So that towel that he wore in that game and that collision that him and Bump Novacek had at the 1 yard line, where Bump went one way and the football went the other way. Fergie and I still talk about that.
Oh, and that is so awesome. You know, I ran in the 10K with him just a couple of years ago, and you know, when I was little, he was just like the
wait. Fergie ran a 10K.
He did. He looked good.
Was he running from the cops?
170 pounds or so. I ran on the first trade days.
We might have to go.
I could tell you the whole nine yards.
We might have to go off air when we start talking about fur trade days. We better get back to this topic at hand.
Well, I was going
to
say we could.
God's country, good enough.
We can start our own legend show here, like the late great Adrian Fiala had there in Lincoln. We can do our own legend show here. I'm a little worried. Monty'll host it.
Legends
up.
Legends of the Eagles, though. Got to be Eagles.
Hey, Coach. Before we let you go, sometimes we're privy to information and we find out about it. Sometimes we're not. And I believe last year there was an off-season, maybe an injury or somebody that had moved or something. Is there anything that happened in the off-season that you weren't expecting that will affect your football team?
No. We say, you know, we had a real nice off-season, you know. Everything stayed intact, you know. We kind of were searching for that thing that really needs to bind our team together. And, you know, I try to live that Christian lifestyle, and I want to do everything I can that way, and I want to try to lead our kids, you know, in a Christian way, but in a public setting. And, you know, I heard about this, you know, Western Michigan, that rows the boat, you know, rows the boat, and they weigh the row, and you got to go in the same direction, the same speed, the same power, you know, and it goes through, you know, the oar is the energy, the boat is the sacrifice that you put into it, you know, your direction is your compass and where you're going. And our kids really bought into that. But then also, being Vikings, you know, that's what a Viking is, and that's what they do. And you got to put your oar in the water, and you got to go. And then, lo and behold, Sergeant Schaefer from the Marines came to me and said, "Hey, I would love to come in and work out with you guys." And so every Thursday, we brought this Marine recruiter in. He would go for about an hour and a half of just get after him, building that team camaraderie, and then he's a Marine, you know, which that. You know, building that service, and he really bought in that row, and so we're really trying to kind of row together, and our kids are, you know, in terms of rowing together, they've started to grow together, and I hope that it pays dividends for us.
Well, Coach, let's see if we can get a few of those close ones in the win column this year. It looks like this could be a fun team to follow. We wish you guys the best of luck, and we'll talk again later.
You bet. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Take care, Coach.
Thanks.
Kevin Stein, head coach, Grand Island Northwest, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Northwest will open at home with Adams Central. You'll be able to hear that game on 1230 KHAS. Did I give him the right one, Caleb?
I didn't hear a word you say. I'm your producer.
It's like most of the people that listen to this show. Yeah, 1230 KHAS. I just wanted to make sure. And, of course, all of our high school games on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Tiger Woods just finished up shooting 64, Monty. 6-under, 64 at the Wyndham, baby.
I can hear the TVs clicking on right now for the weekend. Warmed them up.
I like the hat, too.
Went green.
Well, it's kind of a mint green type thing there for Tiger. Change it up a little bit. Hastings College volleyball team opening the season this morning out in California. That's not a bad spot. Also, the UNK women's soccer team, MIAA preseason poll is out. The Lopers were selected 10th in that poll. So, obviously, Coach Masner and the gals a little young, going to have some work to do. Central Missouri, the unanimous number one, followed by Southwest Baptist, Central Oklahoma, Fort Hays, and Lindenwood. 12 teams play soccer for the women in the MIAA. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Yesterday we asked you, at 40 years of age and hitting just below his career average, how much longer can Alex Rodriguez play in the majors? 64% of you said he's got 2 years in him. 29% said, hey, he's got a lot left in him, three or more. 7% said next year will be it. You can vote on our Midtown Mart cooler question anytime at ESPNSuperstation.com. Here's the question. Tiger Woods has not had a finish better than 17th this year. Will he earn a top 10 finish before the end of 2015? Problem with the question is, if he doesn't finish second in this Wyndham tournament, he doesn't qualify for the playoffs. So I think this is it, and then he has his own tournament where there's only like 20 guys that play in it in December. So I'm saying yes. I'm saying yes.
Can he change the invitation list on his own tournament? Can he invite like you and me? Because if he invited you and me, I think he's got a chance.
I shot 82 once.
So did he.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, I'm fine. It wasn't at the Prairie Club or any place that was tough, but I shot 82 once.
I hear you.
Yikes. Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Rutgers head football coach Kyle Flood and Jabba Chamberlain made his debut last night with the Omaha Storm Chasers. It was bad. We'll be right back.
Crazy Burn is the latest, hottest weight loss product exclusively being sold at the Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island GNCs. Are you looking to get fit and slim down for summer? Crazy Burn has ephedra effects resulting in more energy, appetite suppression, and amazing weight loss. Start working on that beach body today. Don't go mad hoping for something to work. Get crazy with Crazy Burn and start getting results today. Available exclusively at your Hastings GNC just north of Walmart, the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall, and the Grand Island GNC in the Conestoga Mall.
If you're looking for a new career or promotion, maybe you need to hit the road. The Nebraska Safety Center offers professional truck driver training to improve your driving skills and certify you with a Professional Truck Driver Institute. That certification paves a smooth road to finding a great paying job. Right now, get trained and certified for a new career for only $2,300. Classes are small and fill up quickly. Financial aid is available. Details and registrations are on the Nebraska Safety Center website or call 308-865-8256.
Your customers make your business. Every day you want to attract new customers and keep the ones you have. At the same time, running your business within a budget. Get noticed with help from Copycat Printing. Their design and printing teams can go big with banners, yard signs, wall graphics, banner stands, and even wraps for your company vehicles. Copycat Printing can help you stand out at the fair or conventions with a booth that will turn people's heads. If you can imagine it, they can design it and print it. Copycat Printing, 21st and Avenue A in the downtown Kearney Center, or visit their website, kearneycopycat.com. Copycat Printing, a better idea.
Does your vehicle hesitate when you hit the gas? Have you noticed a rough idle, or maybe it just doesn't have the power it once had? A clean engine can improve your fuel economy and put the power back in your vehicle. Schedule a fuel system service today at Graham Tire. They will expertly clean and inspect all of the parts of your fuel system and get you back on the road with better fuel economy and less emissions. Your car will thank you, and with the improved fuel economy, so will your wallet. Graham Tire, your auto service center and tire store next door.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The reality of today's real estate market is that there are more buyers than listings. Preparation plus the resources afforded by OneRocky.com can put you in the home you want, while delaying could cost you both dollars and the home you want. OneRocky.com, the right website. OneRocky.com, the right smartphone app. Rocky Geyser, the right real estate agent.
This is Rocky Geyser. If you're not on OneRocky.com, you're not on the right website.
If you care, call Rocky Geyser, because he does. OneRocky.com.
Producer Caleb, have you been to Straight Outta Compton yet?
I have not, but I'm excited for it.
You're going? All right. Cool.
I did download a Best of NWA.
God.
He admitted it.
What's too. That stand for? New World Order? Yeah. Oh, wait.
I didn't even know he was a pro wrestling fan. Hey, I one of our favorite guests and followers here, Coach Chip Baugh, sent me a message, and he was on the Legends show. You mentioned the Legends show that we might turn this into, that we aren't. he mentioned that and said that he did a little segment on there. I'm going to look for the podcast, but he said he had some Baugh, Cracker, Fergie, Mark Hagee stories from those for the Ord people on that show. So if you want to, I'm going to go on a search of that bad boy.
Have you seen the cowboy boots that Mark Hagee wears?
Oh, I
don't want the wrong end of that touching any part of me, brother.
Dude, in 1987, I saw those in the locker room of the Husker, him come out of the shower with a towel and probably his cowboy boots. I mean, that, don't get me started.
He stepped down again as the Ord coach. Still there. We got a new coach up there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So Coach Wells is going to get his christening against Kearney Catholic next Friday here on ESPN. And so should be fun. Hey, folks, if you're looking for a little bit of fun, try out Prairie Hills Golf Course. If you haven't been there lately, then you haven't been there at all, because Justin Kosmicki and his staff have dramatically improved the greens and playability of the course after taking it over this summer. It's never looked better, and all at a price that seems like a generation ago. Only $30 for 18 holes and a cart on weekends. That's prime time. You can check out their weekday deals on their Facebook page at Prairie Hills Golf Course. And with an improved menu in the clubhouse, improved greens, and great rights, if you haven't been to Prairie Hills lately, then you just haven't been there. You don't know what you're missing. Only 10 minutes north of Kearney. You can call for tee times and their specials at 388-5115. That's 308-388-5115 at Prairie Hills Golf Course. Well, last night, Jabba Chamberlain made his debut. The Omaha Storm Chasers are on the road out in Las Vegas. And, wow, we talked about it Tuesday with Damon Day. And I know it's kind of tough for Damon to talk about from a non-biased standpoint, as he said. He said it was a non-biased standpoint. But Jabba, I mean, the only thing that would have been worse is if he gave up four home runs on four pitches. He pitched to four guys, gave up four singles, two wild pitches, which he never does, and a balk, and was charged with four runs. They were up 8-2 in the eighth. They put him in. They end up winning 8-7, but that is not... That's not even close to Jabba. That's a guy that has lost it.
Well, and you wonder how long of a leash he has. You know, when you bring a guy in like that and you give him some chances to do that, you wonder how many chances he's going to get, because he's better than that. You're right, but is it one of those things where he has just lost it, or is it a blip on the radar screen of, I don't know.
Tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, our high school football preview is with Carl Tesmer of Hastings St. Cecilia, and Lee Barfneck of the Omaha World Herald is going to join us, and is going to join us tomorrow, not necessarily from the World Herald, but as the president of the Football Writers Association of America. This is their 75th anniversary, so what do? You do something special. They're the ones that make the All-American football teams. And they released their All-American football team. They had over 1,400 members get it together, and then the 11 board members got together in a day and sorted it all out. And in the history of college football, this is 75 years. When was Nebraska good? You can't count Nebraska as anything the first 25 years. So we're talking from the Devaney era, 62 on, 65 on, 68 on, really, where they were good. Nebraska, they had three teams, and they didn't overdo it really on any of those teams, but they were able to get the 75 guys on the team, first team offense, defense, and then your special teams. They did three teams of them, and even I'm shocked that the school with the most players on those three teams is Nebraska.
Seriously.
And as Lee Barfneck said in his column in the World Herald, it had nothing to do with him being the president of the Football Writers Association of America, but six members. You haven't seen the team.
No, have not.
Want to take a shot?
At the whole team?
No,
or the three guys?
At the six. At
75.
The six,
how much time we have left? I got 75
at the six
guys.
Huskers. Okay, the six Huskers.
Six Huskers. Well, you have to go with the Heisman Trophy winners, although I wouldn't probably put Crouch in there. So I would say Johnny Rogers would certainly be on there. I would also think.
First team return specialist.
Okay. I'd say just because 2,000 yards, I'd say Mike Rozier might be on there, but there's so many good running backs. But that would be a guess just because of Heisman Trophy winner.
No.
Okay. So let's go to offensive linemen. And Dave Remington?
First team center.
All right.
So, I mean, what they're saying, again, first team, greatest center in the history of college football is what they're saying.
I know.
Okay, go ahead.
We would have a defensive lineman in there named Sue.
First team defensive tackle along with Leroy Selman of Oklahoma. Then the defensive ends are Leon Hart of Notre Dame and Ted Hendricks from Miami of Florida.
Now, I don't know in the world of respect in college football, but I would think the hard thing is how many offensive linemen do you have? Because I'd have to go with another offensive lineman of Dean Steinkuhler is who I would probably say. But then, okay, go ahead.
Dean Steinkuhler, third team offensive line.
And then Richie Glover is my other guess. And Richie Glover is not on there.
No.
Okay.
Just went into the Hall of Fame. Will Shields,
First
team offensive lineman. Tommy Frazier, third team quarterback.
Really? Okay, now who are the two quarterbacks ahead of Tommy
Frazier?
Well,
I am astonished. By the way, and I'll tell you in a second here, we just remodeled a little bit, not a big thing, but did a little sprucing up here in the office. And we've had some posters some framed posters all the way back in 2007 stored. So the guys hung them up while I was gone. The 2000 black shirt poster, look at the end. Have you looked at the end? That's Ndamukong Suh, sophomore picture.
Looks like,
he looks just like a dude there.
He looks kind of like,
a dude.
A soccer goalie. It's the big soccer goalie.
I mean, look. I mean, of course, he's 19 or 20 or whatever he is in that picture. But what do you say? Another 100 pounds? He's 100 pounds under his playing weight right now? 75?
Yeah.
I mean, he's still big. The whole frame's there.
Yeah.
Yowza. But anyway.
Okay, tell me, because you got me curious.
Shocked and astonished by the association's selection of the... I'm going by... They are saying that this man is the greatest college football quarterback in history. And I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. And I wore his number when I was a little kid. This is why I like Dallas Cowboys.
The guy from Navy?
They're calling Roger Staubach. Yeah. The greatest college football player. And there's some reasons we'll ask Lee about that. They put Tim Tebow second and Tommy Frazier third. And before you puke on the Tim Tebow thing, he was in the running for the Heisman every year. Florida was in the running for the national championship every year. And I get that. The running backs, Archie Griffin and Herschel Walker, first team, Tony Dorsett, Barry Sanders, second team, Bo Jackson, Doak Walker, third team.
I can't argue with any of those running backs. Quarterbacks is such a difficult thing because so much of what we judge, first of all, that's a no-win situation. Just like we talked about the 100 greatest athletes in Nebraska history, you can argue about this for days. But the hard part about this at quarterback is you have such a different type of quarterback. It is interesting to me that the three quarterbacks that they had, the best passer of them was Roger Staubach, and he's the guy that played for Navy. But the other two guys, Tommy Frazier and Tim Tebow, were not known for their throwing ability, which, I was kind of trying to go back when you said that. I was trying to go back of all the past greatest college quarterbacks and trying to think of, the passers as opposed to those guys. But the other part when you're doing college, too, is it's hard not to think about their pro career. And have that taint your vote for the greatest college players, because I've said many, many times, Tommy Frazier was as good of a college quarterback as there ever has been, but that was it. And it's a whole different thing being an NFL player.
That's exactly right. Some of these guys obviously don't transcend onto the next level, but we'll talk more about that tomorrow. Just for the first team, we ran down most of them on the offense. The other linemen were John Hanna of Alabama, Orlando Pace of Ohio State, and Ron Yeri of USC. On the defense, besides Leroy Selman and Ndamukong Suh, the defensive ends, we told you Hart of Notre Dame, Hendricks of Miami. The linebackers, Tommy Nobis of Texas, Mike Singletary, Baylor, Derek Thomas, Alabama. Defensive backs, Ronnie Lott, USC, Deion Sanders, Florida State, Jack Tatum, Ohio State, and Charles Woodson of Michigan. The all-time punter, Ray Guy, Southern Miss, Kevin Butler, the all-time place kicker out of Georgia, and then Johnny Rogers as the return specialist. Let's do our Big Ten football chat, brought to you in part by Garrett Tires and Treads, celebrating 50 years of service with the Garrett Guarantee. Our Big Ten chat today takes us to Rutgers, one of the new teams in the league. The Huskers will be making their first trip out to New Jersey to take on the Scarlet Knights this November. We're joined by the head coach, Kyle Flood. Coach, you've got to find someone to replace Gary Nova. You've got a couple of young quarterbacks battling for the position. How's that working out?
Need a guy who makes great decisions. Need a guy who can locate the football. And ultimately, need a guy who can win the locker room. Who is the guy who's going to emerge that the players want to play for? And then the other guy is going to have to be a great teammate and be ready because he's only one play away.
When you have youth there or a new guy at the position, you need reliable running backs, wide receivers. You've got one of the best wide receivers in Leonte Carew, first team all Big Ten coming back. How key is that to the development of your young quarterback?
It certainly makes the quarterbacks happy. I know that whole room was really excited when Leonte said he was going to come back. But Leonte is such a prolific player. He really elevates the whole offense because very rarely do you ever see him single cover.
Rutgers coach Kyle Flood with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, what a revolving door, even before you came to Rutgers, of offensive coordinators. Ralph Friedgen stepping down. Ben McDaniels takes over, your sixth offensive coordinator in 6 years.
And I didn't know Ben before I hired him. We interviewed him and we spoke, and Ben and I tried to decide if this was the right place for him. And he was excited about the job, and we were really excited to have him. And he's a dynamic young football coach, very, very sharp. did a tremendous job last year coaching the wide receivers, coaching Leonte Carew, being the conduit for Coach Friedgen on game day to the quarterbacks. And that was all those things I got to observe. And when Ralph decided that he wanted to step down to the degree that he stepped down, Ben to me was the natural hire there. I thought he would be the best guy, not only because of how strong a football coach he is, but because of his background working with the quarterbacks. And we're going to have a new quarterback this year, and I think that person who's coaching the quarterbacks and coordinating the offense is going to be critical, and I thought Ben was the right guy.
Of course, Ben has been on your staff the last couple of years. Why did you choose him?
I value continuity, and there's really two types of continuity. You have continuity of system and continuity of people. And on defense, we've got both of those. Joe Rossi returns as my defensive coordinator. He continuity of person, continuity of system. I think it's going to be better for us. I think we'll play better defense because of it. I thought on offense, with the players we had coming back, a guy like Leonte coming back, continuity of system was important to me. It doesn't mean I wouldn't have gone outside, but if we had the right person on staff, that's where I was going to go.
I guess you can say with Ben McDaniel's brother Josh in the NFL, his dad being a coach, he's grown up around it. It's been in his blood.
He's a competitor. It doesn't surprise me. I think what helps is access to information and then your ability to process and teach it. And that might be a little bit technical, but that's what Ben has. You know, because of his brother being an offensive coordinator as well, because of his dad being a lifelong football coach, because of the other people that he knows in the coaching fraternity, because of a guy like Ralph Friedgen, who continues to be continues to be an assistant on our coach, on our staff. He's got access to a lot of information, and he does a great job of taking the information in, organizing it, and then deciding really what's going to fit for our players. Because that's the real art to being an offensive coordinator is you have all these plays. Well, don't fall in love with the plays. What's really going to fit for our players and our playmakers? And I thought he did an excellent job in the spring, and I'm excited to see him this fall.
Rutgers coach Kyle Flood with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, has it been tough for the players when you've got a new system, a little bit of a new system, each and every year for them to learn over and over?
There's a lot of great plays, and there's a lot of great systems in college football. They don't all fit your personnel and your people. And you gotta the artist figuring out which ones do. I thought we did a really good job of that last year, and I think Ben will do a good job of it this year.
Coach, we talked to some of your players about the first year for them going through the Big Ten Conference, and you're getting ready for your second year. Can you give us and reiterate what was different about Big Ten and what you learned, what you'll be more ready for here in year two?
To me, the two things that I thought we really learned as a program during our first Big Ten season were the margin for error is very slim. You had better come ready to play every week, because if you're just a little bit off, it's going to be hard to be 1-0. And those games can get away from you, and some of them did for us. And then the other part of it is, even when you do play really well and you are 1-0 and you've had a great win, whatever that win is, you better be ready to turn the page, because that next team is coming, and they're going to be ready to go. And if you don't play at a high level, you're not going to beat them.
Darius and Keith both used the word physicality in two separate interviews. How do you turn the switch that quick, or is it a long process? And if it's a long process, how long is the process?
Well, I don't know how long the process is. I don't think of it like that. I've been asked a couple times today, what is the word that comes to mind when you think of Big Ten football? And I would use the word physicality. I've used it a couple times today. This is a physical conference. This is a run-the-ball-first conference. We've always been a team that has valued that. And I think we've had a great offseason. And I think we'll be prepared to do that this year.
The guys also said their favorite part, despite the loss, was coming to Nebraska last year. 3 years ago, Nebraska-Rutgers didn't seem like that would be one of the things. Just talk about the game last year and what it's like having a conference rival that far away.
Hey, the distance doesn't affect me as much. We've played games on the West Coast before, and you know we have a routine for really every kind of road trip that we play, so that's not an issue. I'm very impressed with the Nebraska fans. I thought they were very classy and certainly very spirited. I thought it was a great experience for our football team. And the next time we go out there, you know, we certainly want the result to be different, but we'll be looking forward to it.
Finally, Coach, does it irk you when people say, hey, Rutgers and Maryland both overachieved in their first year? Or what do you say to the folks that bring that up?
I don't worry about that. I think when they say it, they mean it as a compliment, but that's okay. You know, we know what we are as a program. I said this last year. You know, coming into last year, we were a program that had been to 8 bowl games in 9 years. That was, and now we've been to 9 bowl games in 10 years. So I wasn't surprised by any of that. A lot of times in life, you're really on one side or the other. You're either proving people wrong, which I guess is what we did last year and maybe have to do again this year, and there's some fun in that, you know, or there's other people who believe in you in life and you prove them right, and there's some gratification to that because these are people that you believed in you and you've made whole on what they thought.
Rutgers coach Kyle Flood on our Big Ten chat from Media Days in Chicago as we continue to hear from coaches and players involved with the Big Ten Conference. And tomorrow on the show, we're going to go to Iowa with defensive back Jordan Lomax. We'll talk with Lomax from Iowa and Carl Tesmer, St. Cecilia, Lee Barfnecht, Omaha World Herald Football Writers Association. So a lot more to talk about tomorrow on the show. Our Big Ten chat brought to you by Kearney Chicken Coop, home of hot wings and cold beer, and the Catholic Diocese of Grand Island, serving the Catholic families of Central and Western Nebraska. Is the Hastings College volleyball team 0-1 or 1-0 to start the season? We'll tell you how they did against the 13th-ranked team in the country right after this.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
The 2015 Oregon Trail Rodeo takes place at the Adams County Fairgrounds with performances on August 28th, 29th, and 30th. Dance to Whiskey Vent on Saturday night starting at 9:30, and on Sunday enjoy a free barbecue for all ticket holders from 3 to 5 p.m. The rodeo starts at 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday and 5 p.m. on Sunday. General admission tickets are only $10 each. For tickets or for more information, log on to AdamsCountyFairgrounds.com or call 888-462-3247.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Cretin Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Cretin Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Cretin Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Cretin Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez, TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
Field, a towering shot.
Always out of the park. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney.
Cruising down the street in my 6-4, jocking the freaks, clocking the dough, went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there.
Oh, boy. NWA, straight out of Compton. Isn't this even pre-you, Caleb? Did you guys listen to this in high school and college?
Of course I listened to this in high school and college. I was going to school down by St. Louis.
Okay.
There's a lot more Nelly down there, though.
Nelly? Okay. There you go. He's fired up for straight out of Compton. The Hastings College volleyball team opens the season out in California today in the Biola Summer Slam and take on 13th-ranked Davenport, Michigan, and they thump them. 25-21, 25-19, 25-14. Hastings with the easy win today. Leading the way for the Broncos was Sage Meyer with 10 kills. Abby Preisler had 8. Logan Drupal had 7. Jennifer Clout had 8 kills in the match today for the Hastings College volleyball team. They will be back in action coming up here at about 2 o'clock Central Time when they take on a team from out west in Westmont. Then they'll play two more rated teams tomorrow, including Southern Oregon and LC State. So that's all coming up tomorrow. Hastings College will have their first not true home game. They will play on the 28th, Friday the 28th, at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island at 7 o'clock. And then their true home opener is a part of their Five Points Bank Invitational the weekend of 11th and 12th at Hastings College. College. So there you go. And I think that's going to wrap things up for today's Doug and Daddy Show. Want to thank Monty Kratzenstein for sliding in and being our co-host today. We'll let him get on the road and get back to that real gig. We also thank our guests on the program today, Sean Callahan of Husker Online, joining us after the injury yesterday to a couple of players, including DeMornay Pearson L, and how that will affect the team going into the non-conference portion of the schedule. Our Big Ten chat with Rutgers head football coach Kyle Flood, and our high school preview with Kevin Stein at Grand Island Northwest. We'll talk with the Hall of Famer Carl Tesmer at Hastings St. Cecilia. Their goal is to be playing the last game of the year at Memorial Stadium, and they have the troops that might get them there. We'll get a preview from Coach Tesmer. Jordan Lomax, defensive back from Iowa, our Big Ten chat, and Lee Barfneck of the Omaha World Herald, president of the Football Writers Association, will discuss their 75th anniversary All-American teams. We will see you tomorrow. Jimmy Langan will be in as co-host. Have a great Thursday, everyone.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.